You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
I thought he's one of the best prospects I've ever seen coming out of school. I really do. In terms of, it's a rare, you know, guy in terms of, you know, size, athleticism, intelligence, competitiveness, all of that stuff. Found himself in a brutal situation his rookie year. Lack of talent around him. I just think in terms of how the organization was being coached, all of that stuff. It was like a reboot in year two, and he gets the benefit of a great coach who I think is going to end up pulling the best out of him. Both head coach and offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels. And then I think the help around him. So, you know, the improvement in the talent. Now look, you know, one swing at it in terms of improving in an offseason, it's hard to fix everything in New England with where they were. But I do believe that the jump from year one to year two is going to be drastic for Drake May.
Tim Hasselbeck yesterday on NFL Live. We played you that clip earlier today. He's expecting a big leap for Drake May. Mentioned the supporting cast. How could the Patriots upgrade that supporting cast? We had Tommy Curran on earlier today. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can stream anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways to listen to Jones and Keefe and go back. Use the rewind feature and listen to Tommy Curran. He mentioned some names, Keefe, about the supporting cast. He said, well, the Patriots have $60 million in cap space for next year. That's the most in the NFL by about $15 million. And why he found that relevant going into training camp next week is because, well, the Patriots could use some of that money for a disgruntled wide receiver like Juwan Jennings, who it came out yesterday, wants a new contract in San Fran, though it also came out he's not going to hold out. He's going to show up to training camp.
He said, pretty please.
That doesn't seem like a very effective way to get your contract.
No, I'm going to be there, but I don't want to be.
I think Terry McLaurin, there's more of a gray area as to whether or not he'll hold out, whether or not he'll show up. I have a hard time believing Washington would move on from McLaurin, given how invested they should be in this year and how they were in the NFC title game a year ago. But,
yeah,
we got some new audio from McLaurin.
Yes, we do.
And he sounds pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up until this point has just been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
Okay.
Frustrated, though. Very frustrated.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a guy who, the second they give him what he wants contractually, he'll stay there?
Yeah, ball's in their court, though. They need to offer him something legitimate.
I have a hard time believing they're going to trade him. And so what leverage does he really have? He's there. That looked like a scrum. You just showed me.
Yeah, there's reporters, sure, and microphones, all that stuff.
So to me, I mean, he's showing up to do media. Is he going to hold out? Is he going to withhold services and not show up? I mean, maybe that's the only leverage play he really has.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably unlikely, but you need to be at the top of that list if they start calling people.
If he's available, go get him. Like, for sure. If you're asking me, do I realistically think he's available? No. And furthermore, okay, fine. Now he's available. The Patriots are the team that are going to give up draft capital and turn around and pay him?
They should pay him.
They should.
For sure. And then the draft capital thing, we'll see, like, with this regime, if they're willing to do it.
But I'm saying, do the Patriots feel like the team that would be at the top of the heap to get Terry McLaurin? Because you have to give up draft capital and give him the extension he wants? My guess would be no.
It doesn't, although...
I think it's a pipe dream, but Kern brought it up out of nowhere. Like, we didn't ask him about McLaurin. He volunteered that. He brought it up.
Well, and just when you think they're going to zig, they end up zagging, because there was a 2-week buildup prior to Steph Diggs where there's a lot of conversation, including with Curran, that you look around the team, they drafted all good guys, they signed all good guys, like team captains, like all these like really good personalities, and you're like, all right, maybe this is what they're doing. All guys that had played for Vrabel or McDaniels or Williams before. And then, I'm not even saying he's a bad guy, but he gets lumped into this bucket, at least like as a distraction. They go and sign Steph Diggs, like a guy who's butted heads with quarterbacks and things like that. So that didn't seem like the direction they were going. And so my hope would be, just because they haven't been the team that trades away a second-round pick and then spends big money at, say, wide receiver, maybe they will be. Maybe they'll realize, like, all right, this is what we have to do. This is what other teams are doing around the league. This is the best way we can help Drake May in this situation.
Terry McLaurin, wildly consistent.
He's the same guy every year. He's Chris Davis.
So his rookie year, he would be sitting on 6 straight 1,000-yard seasons if he played a full season as a rookie. He did not.
Yeah.
Back in 2019, 14 games, 919 yards. He had 7 touchdowns that year. That was his career high before last year. But were you ready for this, Keith?
I'm ready.
In his second season, he had 87 catches for 1,118 yards. Year 3, 77 for 1,053. Year 4, 77 for 1,191. Year 5, 79 for just over 1,000. And then last year, 82, 1,096, 13 touchdowns. But he is a metronome of consistency. Put him down for 80-ish catches for 1,100-ish yards. And at least prior to last year, 5 touchdowns,
and
something like that.
Also, prior to it's sort of like a Mike Evans start to his career. Yeah. But prior to last year, trash quarterbacks.
Yep.
Like,
true.
He has been the guy, sort of like Allen Robinson when he was in Jacksonville. You know, he had Taylor Heineke, Sam Howell, Case Keenum, the late Dwayne Haskins. Jacoby Brissett, I think, was there for like a little bit.
Yeah, he was.
Kyle Allen, Carson Wentz. Like, he's had a bunch of quarterbacks until last year. So I'm sure he talked about how he and his wife have a house there. I'm sure he wants to stay there. Now that they actually have a good quarterback, I'm sure he wants to stay with Jaden Daniels.
Well, here's a good one of the few numbers that are outliers in his career, besides the touchdowns last year, which did spike with a good quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Catch percentage, he was right around 60% for most of his career until last year. He was over 70%. Barely, 70.1. But that speaks to a more accurate,
quarterback,
talented
got a real
quarterback.
Coordinator, and they were cooking with gas. I'm sure he wants to stay there, but he also understands his value. Andy, how old is he now? 29? He's almost 30.
Yeah, I think he turns 30 this year, right?
So you better get that money now, because usually he's going to be 30
in September. Yep.
So, so for the season, this is age 30 season coming up, he wants to get that money now. Makes sense.
Okay. 617-779-7937. We were discussing earlier today Bill Barnwell's list of top 25 teams since 2000. It's a very Jones and Keefe style list. We asked Curran about it. Curran had no problem with the 07 Patriots being number one on that list. Neither did you, Keith. Although the more we talk it out, the more you...
Yeah, I don't know if I would rank them number one, but I like the fact that they're not dismissed because they didn't win. And to Curran's point, you don't just take all the Super Bowl winners and put them below that. Because you're like, hey, the best team to never win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, how many Super Bowls have we had? 50, whatever?
Barnwell has quite a few teams that didn't win. So the 07 Patriots are number one.
Now, also, just to be clear, this is a list of since 2000?
Yep.
Okay. So, like...
The 2000 Ravens are on the list. They're 13th.
It makes sense, because they would have played the Super Bowl in 01, too. But it's the 2000 Ravens. Not to get into an argument about what makes a decade. I almost choked Chris Schein to death, because he just couldn't understand decades.
Yeah.
But, So, all right. So you're talking about 25 total Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like, those are the 25 best teams.
And he doesn't.
You're not saying that either, but I'm just saying, like, so once you get the conversation rolling that the 07 Patriots are better than some Super Bowl winners, I think that opens the door to be like, just how many?
Well,
and then, like, I don't know if I'd have them one overall without doing, like, the whole
exercise. Let's localize it, because we all know the Patriots. We all follow the Patriots. Where would you rank the 07 Patriots compared to all their Super Bowl champs? Like, if you slotted them in with teams that actually won, or do whatever you want.
No, slot it in with
all the best Patriots teams the last 25 years. Where would 07 be? I think I'd have them third.
I think I might have them second. I might go 04, and then 07, then 14.
I would go 04, I would go 14, then I would go 2007.
All right, but you would at least say 07 better than, what is it, four Super Bowl winners.
Yeah. Okay. And I think, you know, the undefeated season up until a Super Bowl, it's not like they lost in the divisional round going undefeated.
They
still got to a Super Bowl.
Right. Didn't get blown out, right?
If you're
factoring every little detail of it, it took a once-in-a-lifetime play to beat them.
So I would put them third, I think. I'd put them ahead of 16. I'd put them ahead of 03. I'd put them ahead of 01 for sure.
Way ahead of 18.
18 stinks.
18's a wild team that won.
18 is not on this list and shouldn't be.
Even like 17, a better team than 18. A team that lost the
Foles. I mean, 17 might be a better team than 01. I don't know that I actually rank them ahead of 01, but they might be a better team.
But I get it, yeah.
All right, so teams that lost on this list. The Patriots are the number one team of the last 25 years. 07 Patriots, they lost.
They're the greatest team in sports that didn't win.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
The Rams in 01 that lost to the Patriots are 10th on this list.
I like that. I like having the greatest show on turf way up there. Because they had won 2 years prior?
Yes, in 99, correct. Yeah. So that team is not eligible for this list.
Right.
The 07 Colts are 12th. They went 13-4. They lost to the Chargers.
07 Colts?
Yeah. That's after they won the Super Bowl.
See, I don't think like the Colts teams that didn't win get the benefit of a team like the Patriots that didn't win, like in 07. I know the Colts
ended
up winning one.
But you also wouldn't put the 06 Colts anywhere on this list, would you?
No.
Right?
No, I just don't like the Colts.
The Colts have to be somewhere in the last 25 years on the list.
Which version? I guess the 06 one?
Yeah, I'd pick the team that won.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Bears, which was a trash team, and Manning didn't play great in that postseason.
And
but like,
Bob Sanders.
Those Colts teams were good teams.
Yeah. Do you think... What was the best team Peyton Manning was on in the last 25 years? Was it the Broncos team that had the defense that carried him to a title? Was it the Broncos team that lost?
They had the 13 Broncos team that lost to the Seahawks, which, by the way, he has two. The 13 Seahawks, he has two
Who
on this list.
Punked and by the Seahawks,
they lost
too.
43-8.
Yeah.
That 13 Broncos team, he has 15. I'm guessing that is the second highest Manning team after the 07 Colts.
Because that was the, 55 touchdown season or whatever for Manning?
Yeah, he had Wes Welker for a chunk of that season before Welker got hurt.
But that was Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was looking for other teams that lost. The 22 Eagles lost to the Chiefs. He has them 17th.
Huh.
He has the 23 Ravens, which lost to the Chiefs.
I was going
to
say they didn't even make the Super Bowl.
18. He has the Cam Newton 15. He actually has a ton of teams that lost. The 15-1 Cam Newton Panthers are 19th.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm running out of even being able to keep track of this. He has a Bills team on there that lost, the Niners team.
Interesting.
The Seahawks team that lost to the Pats in 14.
A Bills team?
He has a ton of losing teams on here.
Yeah.
So it's an odd list, but I would not put the 07 Patriots ahead of 04, and I guess we actually do agree on that.
Yeah, I think ultimately you put down to it because of the road that the 04 team went on. You look back on it and the Hall of Famers that they had. So even though the offense wasn't the same, you had an unbelievable running back. You had, although Law got hurt, but you did have Law and McGinnis and all those guys.
Yeah, well, I think that speaks to their depth. They won without all those guys.
Yeah.
07 Patriots better than the Bruins a couple of years ago when they set the league's points record. I look at the Bruins as like a totally fake team in retrospect.
No, so
they
lost
in round one, and maybe it looks better because they lost to the Panthers, who have now, are a budding dynasty. Not that the Panthers won at all that year, but maybe that looks better. I think
it's really hard to take
the
teams
Bruins didn't validate what they did. They didn't go to a cup final. They lost in round one at home.
If you lose in the first round in a 7-game series, that's why it's very different. It's apples and oranges, because I think if you want to take, say you did the same exercise with like college basketball and a team that won like UNLV the year that they didn't win, like that was like one of the greatest teams of all time, but they lost in the Final Four to Duke.
One
it was like
game.
Their only loss, I think, of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like
that Kentucky had an undefeated team that lost in the Final Four to Wisconsin.
So all right, put that team in a 7-game series, they probably are winning, right? So football, college basketball, even college football, you might say like, that team was loaded, they had one bad game, not going to knock them all the way down the list. But if you're a baseball, basketball, or hockey team, and you're that good, how do you lose 4 times to a team in a week?
It's a fair question. Yeah. So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Real quick, Droman Situate, Keefe, wants to talk here. It says about the Red Sox.
Okay.
I'm skeptical, go ahead, Jerome. Yes.
What do you got, Jerome?
No popcorn. But I would like to enlighten you guys, especially since I know Hobart is not an easy school to get into.
No, it's the Harvard of upstate New York.
I'm sure you guys would like to learn something.
Uh-huh.
You know, these players for the Red Sox, and 2 or 3 start playing good, and the younger ones are coming on. There's a saying that started down in Situate, a rising tide moves all boats. And it was from Chief Wataka of the Situate tribe from Situate.
Okay.
They had all their canoes down in the harbor, and they were waiting for a tide to come in. It was a real high tide, but it was real low at the same time. And the tide finally came in, and the Indians were partying and stuff, and that's where it started. He said, a rising tide moves all boats. So, what do you think of that?
Well, that relates to the Red Sox. How, Jerome?
The young guys.
Well, you got two or three players.
I understand. I see. They brought the energy that is raising the team. I see. Right. Well, the history lesson, Keith. Yeah. What?
No, I think he's used that line before.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so he's already given.
I don't know if it might go back to Situate. I'll take him at his word for it. I take all of our callers at their word for it.
And I was unfamiliar with that specific history lesson.
I thought he was going to talk about the young guns, like meaning the two gentlemen among around town. Have you seen Marcelo
Meyer?
Meyer and Anthony. There was the photo we talked about yesterday in Grab Bag.
Then
there was
a
subsequent video.
Yes.
Romy Gonzalez apparently was the third man there.
Well, that's what Nick claims. Is that who that was? That was Romy?
It looked like Romy.
Yeah.
Now, it's a numbers game. There was more than enough ladies to go around. There was like 6 ladies.
Yeah, well.
Just saying.
7!
You thought he was going there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe the next double date's at the popcorn stand. You never know. 617-779-7937. See, I have a thirst for knowledge. I enjoy all of these history lessons.
I like an anecdote
that we were getting here. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for that. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny. It's time for Grab Bag.
This is
Grab Bag.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh is the winner of the 2025 Home Run Derby. Raleigh became the first catcher to win the Derby. Tonight at 8 p.m., it's the All-Star Game. Tarek Skubal of the Tigers will get the start for the AL against Paul Skeens of the Pirates and the NL. Celtics were handed their first Summer League loss last night by the Heat. The Seas fell 196. The Celtics will return to Summer League action on Thursday night against the Lakers. According to Adam Schefter, the Jets and Garrett Wilson reach an agreement on a 4-year, $130 million contract extension, making Wilson one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. And the Revolution return to action tomorrow night. The Revs will be in New York to take on the Red Bulls. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Certainly is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. And grab bag is, of course, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Home Run Derby was last night. We started the program talking Derby, the big dumper, Cal Rally. He, of the 38 home runs at the break, became the first catcher and switch hitter to win the Home Run Derby in its long storied history. What would you give the Derby itself, all of it, the players on the field, the telecast, what would the score be?
What's my scale? 1 to 10, 1 to 100?
0 to 100,
ooh,
as we obviously do.
Sure. Well, I get confused because sometimes our movie reviews go to 6.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you, I watched the whole thing, but I didn't love it.
That's a good sign, though. It's like sick brag, it's like making bro. It through a whole TV show. Like, how bad can it be if 30, you watch the whole thing?
33?
33. Larry Bird, 33.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not grading it?
No.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
One troubling thing from last night, the uniforms were bad. Good news is tonight they're wearing their regular uniforms.
Yeah.
So you get to see Gleyber Torres out there at second base. Maybe even turning a two with Jacob Wilson of the A's. Tigers and A's spinning a 6-4-3 double play.
It's great, though.
If we're fortunate enough.
The best of the best.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll be Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Aaron Judge, Cal Rally, Vlad Jr., Ryan O'Hearn, Junior Caminero, Javi Baez, Jacob Wilson.
As we said earlier today, not exactly 1999, but it kind of was 2000.
Kind of was. You know what? There have been, as much as we are the old man yelling at cloud, there has been a bunch of, like, and some of it's injury replacement, even this year. But you look past, like, Jermaine Dye.
Yeah.
Travis Fryman, like, they started All-Star games. It's like, all right, it's not going to be 9 Hall of Famers every time. You do have Tarek Skubal versus Paul Skeens.
Awesome.
That's tremendous. And you do have Shohei Ohtani leading off for the National League. Freddie Freeman's in that lineup. Ronald Acuna, Manny Machado, my guy Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
That's fun. It's some fun stuff.
Might swatch you one, might swipe you one.
He might, what's the first one?
Might swat you one, might
swat
swipe you
one. Yeah. Is it swatch? Definitely said swatch, right?
I meant to say,
I think so.
I meant to say SWAT.
You're thinking about Sasquatch. You get Sasquatch on the brain. Oh, I had another idea for a segment.
Oh?
I don't know how often we could use it. The Cryptid Corner.
Cryptid Corner.
The Cryptid Corner.
I think we could.
We just sort of highlight a cryptid.
I think we could get a good workout out of that.
The Cryptid Corner?
Yeah, I think we'd use that more than you seem to be letting on.
Tomorrow we might do the Cryptid Corner.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll see. I don't know. I have an idea, man. They're not all great. I'll admit it.
Sure, I hold seance, channel your friend, no problem. Insert coin. Oh, I am your friend.
Grubbog.
Grubbog? Is it really you? Wait a minute.
Grubbag's
name isn't
Grubbog.
It's Grubbag.
I'm so lost.
That takes you for a turn. That's from that's for Futurama.
Okay.
For those that love that song. Or that show, I should say.
It.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I guess.
Not bad.
How much of the All-Star game are you going to watch? You went tip to tail on the home run derby.
Good amount. What else is going on tonight? Oh, well. It might be in the grab bag.
Tuesday.
There is something locally going on tonight.
I'm on BST.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick. Brag, bro.
Oh, Nick missed it.
Thank you.
It.
I only have
you got to keep up, Nick. There's brag.
Sick brag, bro.
Maybe that's what you'd be tuned into?
That was just rag, bro.
that's another whole segment. We're not getting into that.
I bet I'm watching all of it.
A good all of
what
it?
What else am I watching?
Yeah, no, not much.
We're friends to the grab bag.
Remember? This is
grab bag.
Friend.
It's violent.
Yeah, it's from a Chucky movie. That's from Chucky. Okay. Yeah, it's from Chucky. Oh, Stiz was just telling me.
Yeah?
This is a TMZ report.
How much he hated Superman? He didn't like Superman either.
He didn't. Yeah, but I don't think he went Francesa on
it. Got it. Okay.
But this was kind of wild. So there's a paranormal investigator who
put in the cryptic corner.
Added to the cryptic corner. No, but this is sad. The guy, he was a gentleman who travels around with he does like a haunted doll tour. And he had the Annabelle doll from like Ed and Lorraine Warren, which all the Conjuring movies are based off of. Okay. There's also like an Annabelle series. They changed it for the movie. You might recognize it from like trailers and stuff. I know you haven't seen it.
No, definitely not.
But the real doll looks just like a Raggedy Ann doll. And he was like touring around with this. You know, there are people, weirdos like me, that'll go and see it. He was found dead. Found dead near the doll.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 51-year-old guy in good shape. Found dead near the doll.
Any theories?
What does it mean? Well, yeah, I'd start with the doll.
Inside job, yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Major League Baseball considering allowing Major League Baseball players to participate in the 2028 Olympic Games in Los Angeles.
Nice.
What they would end up doing.
It's America's pastime.
Yeah.
And we're hosting the Olympics, so
showcase
that makes sense.
The game. Yeah, grow the game.
Exactly.
And it's in our own backyard, for Pete's sake. But they were saying what they would have to do is an extended All-Star break. Again, it's the summer games.
Like stupid hockey? Don't do that.
Not like stupid hockey. Olympic hockey is amazing.
No, but it's stupid that they shut down the sport for it.
Yeah, but they need to. Should they do this in baseball? Your tone suggests no.
Yeah, no, it's a no.
I say yes.
Oh, boy.
Let these guys play. Let Skeens and Scooble team it up. I assume they're both American. I could be wrong.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Scoobs? Where's Scoobs from?
Scoobs, I'm not sure about. Skeens. American, yeah.
Damn, as American as apple pie, that guy. Kidding me? Love that guy.
Breaking news into the desk. I'm assuming you have the same
Scoops?
News.
Yeah,
American.
California. Yeah,
American
as hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, put him on the team.
Hayward, California.
But is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll want to play in front of his hometown mates.
He sure will.
I'm a genie in a bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Nick, Hayward. We have another uniform police here. If you want to uniform police us.
Hayward's really more the Bay Area. But, yeah,
that's fine. It's America.
Yeah, yeah, we should.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
All right, another uniform. It looks like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be going back to the old school for a few times this year. That's right, the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers throwbacks. These were in our uniform bracket.
I was going to say, do you recall the seed? I want to say
it was a high seed.
A two?
It is the Buccaneer biting a knife on the side of the helmet.
Yeah.
It is a creamsicle like orange, but they're wearing the icy whites. So it's the white uniform. as modeled by Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and a few other guys. These are great.
That's Bucky Irving on the right. Right. What do you think? 0 to 100?
97.
100, yeah. I'm an easy grader.
You are an easy grader. Every time, it's like three off. 3 to 5 off.
I thought you guys were talking about the new Chargers ones that just came.
No.
Have those too?
Can we even grade those? There's like 15 of them.
Just do the yellow ones.
I don't even think we could grade. Oh, I'll grade the yellow one. That's going to be high. Spoiler alert, that's going
to
be high.
I told Terp I want to talk Bucks. He's like, Chargers? I was like, what?
Did you ever think that maybe this morning
now we're back.
Being really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, so they also have a number of colors. Oh, look at this, Terp. Thank you. Okay. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see what we're talking about. There are a lot of combinations. This looks like a college team with the number of combinations.
How do we even grade this? I'll grade the yellow one, though. You want to grade the yellow one?
Yeah.
So if the Bucks are 100 on a 0 to 100 scale.
97.
These are?
85.
Oh, I was going to go lower, actually. 82? Okay.
Yeah,
good, though.
Yeah, 82. That's good. 82 is a good number.
You think so?
Yep.
Yeah.
The best of the bunch? I don't know. It might be.
I think it's the yellow.
I don't mind the navy blue, to be honest.
How about the all white there on the left? That's nice.
Yeah, all white's good.
No, I don't like the navy blue. You like the navy blue?
I don't hate it. Some of the ones where it's like the blue pants, white jersey.
Those are the best ones.
No, they're not.
I think they might be.
The old LT ones? Normal. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, the Rodney Harrison.
Stupid normal jerseys.
I call them the Stan Humphreys.
Oh, Stan the man.
Stan Humphreys, yeah. Little Marion Butts? Yeah. Talk about the Marion Butts ones?
Natron Means Business.
He did.
Yeah, he did, for sure.
He always did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they didn't need to go too crazy. Like, when they just went with their powder blue and they'd worked that in, that's too many choices and not enough of them are that good.
No, I like yellow, and then I like the all whites on the left. Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I would agree.
Any questions?
Yeah.
What was her job?
Grab bag.
What do you mean?
Guys, what'd I say?
Her job is so confusing.
The job isn't important.
Garrett Wilson of the New York Jets had a 4-year extension worth $130 million, 90 guaranteed.
Yeah. That's why Terry McLaurin's upset about his contract. He's Garrett Wilson's had a great start to his career.
Yeah.
But McLaurin, if Wilson's getting that money, I would imagine McLaurin wants that money, so start the extension number there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag's rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
The Commanders are going to retire Art Monk's 81. Talk a lot about jersey retirements. Chris Schein's anti all of them.
Schein would never retire.
Oh, Chris Schein rolling over in his grave hearing about Art Monk's 81.
Art Monk not retired.
Does not like
by
that.
Chris Schein. Would you retire it?
Monk's?
Quick, Washington football history. Who would you retire? Riggins.
Yeah, Tim Riggins.
Got to get Riggins in there.
I know it's not Tim Riggins. Tim Riggins, though, one of the great fictional athletes of all time.
Oh, yeah,
Of any lifetime.
Yeah.
No, Art Monk, no, like, great, great player. I think he's pretty synonymous with them, but I would reserve it for just a couple guys, so probably not.
Wouldn't retire 81.
I don't think so. Would you?
Okay. No.
Art Monk?
No.
Okay. All right. We're on the same page.
Thumbs down.
No. Grab bag.
You've seen me without my helmet since I swore the creed.
I am not a
great big.
The Emmy nominations have been unveiled this afternoon. I don't know if they're all out just yet. We'll unpack more of the Emmy noms tomorrow in a Dork Minute, but all the best in television is being nominated. One thing that caught my eye.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
So I'm like the Mike Francesa of the White Lotus. Everybody loves the White Lotus. I do not love the White Lotus.
No.
Sick brag, bro.
They had 7 nominees for Best Supporting Actress.
Which, by the way, too many.
Way too many. I'm a small hall guy, so yeah, I'm with you. 7 is too many. 4 are from one show. Like, you got to pick a couple.
Some good acting.
I guess.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
MLB draft in the books for the Red Sox.
Oh, what was the final tally?
Pitcher, pitcher, shortstop, pitcher, shortstop, pitcher, 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 shortstop, pitcher, pitcher, third base, pitcher, outfielder. Pitcher, 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 outfielder, pitcher.
I don't like that third baseman's chances of making the squad.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not
get out of here.
He's not catching on anywhere.
Get out of here.
They have a type.
They do. Well, they definitely have a type.
Preslow's got a type.
They have a type.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I believe in him.
And you said one of those guys could be with the club.
2026.
Yeah. Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
Haven't played in a couple days.
Inching up.
Getting closer.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Devers update?
Raffy?
Rafael Devers update, excuse me.
Raffy? Do you want?
Do you want it?
I didn't clip the short, hold on.
No.
Okay, he doesn't. Too bad.
25 games in for the Giants, Rafael Devers has a negative war. He's hitting .202 with two dingers, 10 RBI, and a .656 OPS.
Negative war?
He has a negative war.
Yeah. Like .1? What is it?
Yeah, negative .1.
Nice. Wow.
Negative .1. Yeah, you nailed it.
Net negative player.
Sadly, no baseball player from last night, although I guess we could say the best baseball player from last night was Cal Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Sucked a lot of dingers.
So many dumpers last night.
Yeah, so many.
Big dumper.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
The biggest dumper.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, it is the All-Star game, so we were talking about a former All-Star who played for the Astros, Padres, and Yankees.
Astros, Padres. Now, that sounds like maybe Ken Caminiti.
No. Whew. Somebody we've had before, perhaps.
Ryan Klesko. No.
Not Ryan Klesko.
He was a Brave as well.
Not Ryan Klesko. This is his 20-year anniversary from his All-Star appearance, 2005, which was his best year by far. He hit 36 bombs, drove in 101, finished fourth in the MVP, and was also a silver slugger. He is a third baseman. Right-handed stick.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, would throw it from the right side, being a third baseman.
Oh, Lance Berkman, good guess.
Not Big Puma.
Ooh, Big Puma.
Not Puma.
What year was he on the Yankees, just out of curiosity?
08, which was also his last year in the bigs.
Ooh,
he burned kind of hot. Only 8 years in the majors.
Trying to throw us off the scent.
Eight years in the majors. All-star with the Astros at third base.
And he started with the Padres?
Nope.
Started with the Astros.
Yes.
Okay, third baseman.
Then he went to the Pods in 07, and then he finished his career with the Yanks.
Oh.
110 career home runs, 36 of them in 1 year.
Was this guy a big, like a Little League standout? Was he one of these guys?
I couldn't tell you about his Little League stats, Jones.
Oh.
Any nicknames?
Sadly, no nicknames. Although, you know, one afternoon here, I bet we could come up with something, but no nicknames.
This is going to bother me.
Twitch chat has it.
They have it.
Yep.
This is going to bother. Sean Burroughs?
No, he was a little.
That's who I was thinking of. That's who I've been thinking of the whole time.
Good one. No.
I'm looking.
Burroughs, I think, played even earlier. Text line now has it.
It's Morgan Ensberg?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
I was thinking of Sean Burroughs.
Morgan Ensberg. Fourth in the MVP. Dude. Way higher than Rafael Devers ever finished.
News to me. Yeah, isn't that amazing? People are like, Rafael Devers, once-in-a-lifetime player.
Generational hitter.
Morgan Ensberg. Got way more MVP votes 1 year than Devers has ever sniffed in his life.
That's right.
No one confuses him with a generation. In fact, he's a random baseball player.
Random player.
Years and years. That
you guys didn't even get.
That I didn't even think of remembering. Couldn't even possibly remember.
Yep.
So there you go. That is the grab bag. Or random ball player, I should say. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You can line up for him, 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour, Jones. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, you just never know who you're going to meet in the hallway here at WEEI. And today, I had an absolute privilege to meet the man that was just singing that song right there. That's right, the lead singer of Shinedown.
What a great song.
Was in the building. Yeah, great song. I'll have more on that in a moment. Hmm. We just met a rock star.
I was just going to, well,
there was
really,
a rock star in the building.
Well, really you.
Well, yeah.
But I was.
We were coming back from break before, but I had a chance to meet him. Greg was kind enough to introduce me to Brent Smith, the lead singer of Shinedown. Pretty sweet. They're going to be at the Garden on Saturday. So he was in the building.
So I was
knows
looking,
I'm a rock fan.
I was just looking this up. He's like, you're a rocker, not this guy over here.
No, look
but
at
you're,
Jones.
But you're,
look at this
you're,
square. Square.
I think that's what they did. I think that's what they did. They sized me up when they walked in. They're like, no, no, no. This guy
wouldn't be interested.
This guy over here is a rocker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every time I meet somebody, I tell them a little bit about myself. I said, my first dance at my wedding with my mother was was a Shinedown song. Now, it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, but their cover of Simple Man. Incredible cover.
Some photos they took.
Yeah,
did you get
not the tallest? Oh yeah, I did take a photo with them, but it wasn't with my phone, so I may never see it again.
That's what I was wondering.
Somebody was just like, "Yeah, here you go."
Are you gonna get a copy of that? I think it was Jackson. So
oh
I'm
no,
sure,
Jackson.
I'm sure you'll get that.
No chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, check at Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram, and you may or may not see that photo of me and Brent Smith. Not the tallest dude in the world.
No, or are you sneaky tall?
But I'm not.
Okay.
So I am the American male average.
So not the tallest man.
Average.
Sick brag, bro.
Average height. Yeah. Not average everywhere.
No, I want to emphasize, and I can't emphasize enough.
Height.
Average height.
Height.
Is what I meant to say.
And foot size. Hand size. Wrist size.
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
It would be. It's
it very, is, it is nuts. I'm recording.
It's a very
nuts.
Impressive number. I'm recording.
Wild. Update to the story. I have not seen that photo. I don't know where that photo went. But at some point, I will update it and I'll put it on Instagram.
Give,
but yeah, that
I'll
song,
give Jackson
great
your
song.
Number.
That song rips.
You want? I'll give Jackson your number. You want?
No, I'll get it later.
Sure.
I'll figure out another.
I'll pass
one.
It
have
along.
Jackson send it to you. You send it to Keith.
Yeah. Actually, oh, yeah. Ask Jackson for the photo, then you send it to me.
Hey, Jackson. Keith at WEEI.com.
Keith's send photo
those,
with the guy from
send
Shinedown.
Send those where people send the grab bags, please, if you could.
We should have brought that song up, though. We were talking about covers that are better than the original.
Yes.
That one's in the mix.
That's on the list.
Yep.
No,
with
for sure.
Korn's Word Up. They took that from Cameo.
It's number one with a bullet,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
Smooth
I'd say that's,
criminal.
That's next up there. Speaking of next up, we got WEEI Afternoons.
Oh, wow.
Crossover.
That's a pro right there.
How about that, guys?
Incredible.
You get paid for a living to do this. That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You can try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. What's going on, Andy Hart?
I just became a big fan of, what was his name?
Shinedown. Oh, Brent.
Brent Smith.
Brent Smith, yeah.
Brent Smith, not a tall fella.
Yeah,
he's,
you may be eye to eye with Brent Smith.
Let's go!
Fellow short king.
Let's go.
Yeah,
that means he's average height. You're a little above average.
I am a little bit. Thank you.
I mean, it was a bloodbath for those.
And that
picture is a bloodbath. It was Keith was dwarfing him.
I didn't even realize that. I was so in awe.
Yeah, but I'm a newfound fan of his.
Good.
Also, fan of the Boston Red Sox, and I have a quick question for you fellas. Like to turn around. Who's your favorite Red Sox right now?
Ooh, I know Keefe's.
Marcelo Meyer?
It's funny. You said you know Keefe's, and he was looking in the air.
I was like,
who's
do
my
I? I kind of well, no, but they have a lot to choose from. I think is the
yes.
thing.
It's not Rafaela. That's not your guy.
I like Rafaela too.
Mm.
Or Narvaez.
But I met Meyer. I talked to Meyer about ghosts.
That's true.
Meyer.
So that's extenuating circumstances a little bit. But no, I posed the idea yesterday.
I think I'd go Bregman. I know it's like a popular one.
He's
to
in
pick,
the mix.
But I think I would go Bregman.
He was one of the options on my poll today. Crochet. But yesterday I said that this Red Sox team is the most likable Boston sports team since the Isaiah Thomas Celtics.
Ooh, those were very likable.
Took a little pushback on
hopefully
that.
Hopefully this team's better.
Hopefully this team better and finishes a little bit stronger. But I think that's one of their strengths. They kind of dumped the dink, and now they're really likable.
It's true.
And,
they did not start out this way.
No.
It
to the point where we've now even made some of the periphery guys likable. Like John Henry, probably as likable as he's been in forever. Craig Breslow, the robot, more likable than
Jones
he's been in a while.
Jones loves Breslow.
So,
Jones' guy.
Breslow is my guy.
Yeah.
Is that's,
he?
That's, yeah.
Loves him.
Nick had him as team MVP at the All-Star break yesterday.
Okay.
A little strong.
I mean, he didn't want Bregman. That's you lose merits for that.
Yeah, but he did sign him.
He still signed him.
He did sign him.
Somebody forced him to do it, that's so right. He gets credit for it. I guess we got that. Ted Johnson's here at 2 o'clock.
I see. He's right here. I see him.
Do you know it's Coldplay day here in New England?
Yeah, I heard people talk about that.
Coldplay. Everybody's
Cora's going.
Cora's
right?
Cora's going. Ted Johnson's going. Fitzy's going.
I heard
everybody.
This last week. Cora made plans like months and months ago.
Yeah, like in the off season, and he's got a huge crew going. I've also been told, I have no interest, but I've been told it's literally the best concert you can see in a stadium.
That'd be Rammstein.
Nope. And this is from somebody
have you seen Shinedown?
In the industry who has seen all of these and told me Coldplay is the best.
Really?
That it's almost an accepted fact.
Okay.
So
I saw him at a Super Bowl. It wasn't that great, but
no, that wasn't great. Yeah, I think this is more their own production and the show.
Is Beyonce going to show up and bail him out?
Lights. No. So we'll talk Red Sox. We'll talk the dumper. Made me a little money last night.
What a night.
I went with the favorite and did not regret it. Almost did when he did the stupid switch sides of the plate. Almost cost himself
risky.
The derby.
Risky.
Dumb. Got away with it based on a technicality. What was it, like a tenth of an inch or something?
That
was fraudulent.
It was a measure off. Every tenth of an inch counts.
They wanted the dumper in the final because he's leading the league in home runs.
Most likely.
It was fixed.
Yep.
The other poor guy was feeding his baby and got bounced.
Well, everyone was distracted. Okay. The whole thing.
Well,
very good.
It's all coming your way today. WEEI afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They're all here starting at 2. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 on a Would You Rather Wednesday on WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.